One aspect of a company's outlook for the near future is hiring, and U.S. finance decision makers have plenty of thoughts on hiring in the latest AICPA Economic Outlook Survey. Join me, the Journal of Accountancy's Neil Amato, and Ken Witt, Lead Technical Manager for Management Accounting at the AICPA, for a closer look at staffing concerns and more in this episode of the Journal of Accountancy podcast. But first, listen to a word from our sponsor.
Interested in increasing your firm's profitability? Check out the Sage Accountants Network Client Advisory Services Program and learn how to package, price, and deliver more value to your clients. Discover how at sageaccountantsnetwork.com.
Ken, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Neil. Good to be here.
One component of every quarterly economic outlook survey is planned hiring for the next 12 months. What would you say in general is the outlook on hiring?
Well, hiring continues to be the big challenge. The outlook for the overall economy rate remains pretty strong. We're starting to see a little bit of the effects of concerns about trade primarily and just sort of the anticipation of the extended recovery running out of gas a bit. So while for the most part this is good news, hiring continues to be the big issue.
Availability of skilled personnel has been a top challenge to CPA decision makers in this survey for more than 2 years now. What are those finance executives doing about that?
Yes, you're right. Availability of skilled personnel continues to be the big challenge. And in addition to doing some compensation increases, we're seeing a number of different compensation and benefit related tactics. We asked a specific question about this in this survey. And some of those tactics are work-life balance, goal-based incentive plans, retention bonuses. Some people say they're matching in competing offers that the employees get from other companies, flexible work schedules, additional time off, those sorts of things are in the mix of things that companies are doing to try to increase their retention and improve their recruitment efforts. So a number of other things that they're doing, are culture-related, employee engagement-related. One respondent said they're, really striving to be an employer of choice, improve the focus on employee morale and engagement. We have other companies that say they're hiring for cultural fit and just striving for workplace excellence and increasing employee training and career development, and also a greater focus on improving the leadership for teams. So that's just a number of things that companies are doing to try to address this tight labor market.
That was a good breakdown of the kind of other things they're doing. Let's talk about what kind of wage increases are they offering, or is that the main thing, or are they also trying to, increase health benefits or something like that?
Yeah, I think half of our companies are saying they're increasing salary and wages and commissions, in response to the tight market. Another 19% say they're improving benefits. 12% say they're offering one-time bonuses, and 12% say they're providing additional time off. So those are some of the things that that our companies are doing. We also ask specifically about plans for raising salaries and wages for their employees. So, and kind of providing the breakdown. So, 4% of our companies are planning to provide more than 5% increases to their employees. 64% are offering that 3-5% range. 19% are offering up to 2%, and only 8% say that they are not planning to raise salaries and wages. We had another few that said they weren't sure what their plans were, but that summarized up, 86% of our respondents say that they're going to raise salaries and wages for their employees, and only 8% say they're not planning on raising salaries and wages. We also did a little bit of a breakdown on this on the side, and one of the things that I found about that that was an interesting finding is that it is really kind of primarily the really smaller companies that make up that component of companies that aren't planning on raising salaries and wages. And at the other end of the spectrum, it's none of the big companies are offering more than 5%. So I think, you know, big companies have more structure in their HR systems and stuff, and that sort of limits their ability to do anything that's sort of a more than 5% increase.
So clearly, there's a concern about finding people. Companies are doing what they can, what's within their constraints as far as wage increases. Some companies are more in need of staff than others. How are companies approaching the need to add staff as it relates to their company size?
Yeah, that's one of the things we always ask is whether companies have the appropriate number of employees, whether they have too few or too many employees. And also, I guess it was sort of early on in this sort of recession, we asked about their reluctance to hire. And so an interesting finding in this quarter's survey is the breakdown of this component by size of business. Over 40% of all of our survey takers this quarter say they have too few employees, and only 6% say they have too many. Those are pretty good numbers. What I do is I try to tend to look at both ends of the spectrum when we're looking at this. And in some respects, the big companies can be the sort of the leaders because they have so many employees. And at the other end of the spectrum, the smaller companies, there are more of them. So last year when they sort of became less reluctant or in previous couple of years, when they become less reluctant to hire and join the party, I consider that to be a good sign. This quarter, only 3% of companies with over $1 billion in revenue said they had excess employees. So that's a good result. On the other side of the equation, while 52% of the big companies say they had too few employees, only 27% they have plans to hire. And this is in line with the other sort of size groups, having plans to hire. But 25% of them said they had too few employees but were hesitating to hire, which is a full 10 points higher than the reluctance from numbers from the other size groups. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see in coming quarters, what the impact is on hiring and number of employees and unemployment numbers.
Now, obviously, hiring is just one aspect of this quarterly survey. I'll go ahead and say quickly, you can find more coverage on the Economic Outlook Survey on journalofaccountancy.com. Just search Economic Outlook. Ken, in closing, is there anything just in general that you're looking at for the next 12 months that maybe CPA decision makers need to have on their radar or are thinking about themselves?
Yeah, I think it's the trade issues are the things that are in the news. So, you know, the trade issues are obviously sort of the big thing these days, and the impact of that on the economy. A significant number of our people express concern about that, and so. If hopefully we can sort some of that out, and the impact will be minimized. And we'll just continue to watch some of these other sectors. Retail seems to be holding its own. Construction, manufacturing seem to be strong still. And so we'll just see how it plays out. And hopefully, this anticipated downturn that some people are talking about, will not be a big one as the last one was.
Thanks, Ken. We'll talk to you again in September.
Thank you, Neil.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.